protesters from Occupy DC outside the hearing room of the Congressional Super Committee, tasked with cutting the federal deficit. Capitol Police move in to issue the first of three warnings before arrests are made.
You must cease your activity or be subject to arrest at your first warning.
The demonstrators know how far they can go to make their point without being arrested. Margaret Flowers is a pediatrician from Baltimore, Maryland.
One of the goals of the action is to cause some disruption and get some attention in the city. We need people to realize it's why we take over the streets and disrupt the streets. It's why we shut things down and disrupt their business as usual.
Come on out. Time to get started.
3 weeks into the occupation of Freedom Plaza in Washington, demonstrators gather to organize protests. But many are beginning to wonder whether the Occupy protests have outlived their purpose. Kevin Zeese is an activist and lawyer from Maryland. Zeese says their message of ending corporate greed and justice has resonated with the public.
The debate is not what it was before we started, and so I think we've had a great impact. The question is, and I'm not sure the answer yet, we're starting to wrestle with it, is what's next for the Occupy movement?
Zeese says protesters here at Freedom Plaza are addressing that very question. Options range from staying here through the winter to creating a more organized national movement. Today, the occupation at Freedom Plaza is teaming up with Occupy DC protesters from another location to march to Capitol Hill.
So we're up there. We're going up there today. They're going to be talking about the deficit.
Margaret Flowers says Occupy movements around the country are also talking through web conferences. She would like to see a nationally organized movement.
We're trying to kind of put more guidance in there and more of the tools that we used to learn about how you use nonviolent means to change power structure.
The conversations are very preliminary and geared toward building on the momentum Occupy has achieved nationally. Protesters say they represent the 99% of Americans who are suffering in the current economy, while the other 1% prospers.
Ending corporate rule and shifting power to the people is a complicated task. And the occupation is a tactic to achieve a step toward that task to build the kind of independent movement that we need to achieve it.
My goal would be I wouldn't want to arrest anybody.
For now, the Washington Occupy demonstrators will continue with their daily protests. Today, they back down before police make arrests. They retreat outside and carry on bringing their message of ending corporate greed to the people. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.